So I'm here today with Emily Sutherland, who has been at St. Catharines from year four all the way through to year 12. She is our Langley Templeton house captain, a member of the student executive, and our rowing co-captain for 2019. And I'm here to talk with Emily about her journey through sport at St. Catharines. So, Em, can you talk a little bit about your journey through sport since you've been here?
Yeah, so in year four, Mum was really big on me sort of avoiding running just because she wanted me to sort of develop before I was putting impact on my joints. So I got really involved in swimming, which was great. St. Cath's had just had the new pool built, so it was really exciting. Everyone was getting into that culture, and so that was like 6 times a week. Like, I was always one of those kids that just wanted to do activity all the time. So that sort of built my base fitness, and I really put a lot of my sort of love for sport down to Mr. Crebin, and he was a great influence on my life just with in regards to sport. And he was really passionate about, you know, everyone reaching their potential. And then we started getting into cross-country running, and I loved that. Went to like regionals and states in year six then, and I think St. Cass just really fosters like a great sporting environment with the Iron Girl, and like in year six and year four at the Anglehook camp. But yeah, and then as I transitioned into senior school, I did athletics, cross-country skiing, and then the weekly sports like netball, soccer, tennis, basketball, and then obviously rowing was a huge, the probably biggest sporting commitment, definitely.
And I guess we've talked about, you know, all of those skills giving you a breadth of experience. All those sports giving you a breadth of experience in a variety of ways, and each sport adding value to the next one in terms of your learning 100%. Every year. To a point where now, you know, you're thinking about specialising, and we'll get onto that in a little bit. If you were to reflect on your sporting career thus far, and it's still very early days, can you reflect on some of the skills that you feel you've learnt through sport at St. Catharines?
Yeah, so I think St. Cath's being such a small school in terms of the population of girls, it really fosters like the coaches, the relationship between coaches and students is really special and very much individualised. So students really can get the best out of themselves, and the same in having a small community, the team culture is just incredible, and the commitment that comes with that, and it's very much not self-driven. I've found over the journey, it's been, you know, it's not just for yourself, but you're rocking up to training every morning for the others in the team, because it is such a close-knit, tight community. So you don't just want to do well for yourself, but for everyone else around you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And is there any looking back at some skills that you really feel right now, you know, nearly having finished year 12, that you can say, you know, I have learned this and this throughout my sporting career?
Yeah, so definitely how to be a contributing member of a team, to sort of build that culture, and how to commit. Definitely that's something that's come with, especially with rowing, but even with the weekly sports. Like, if you don't rock up to training on the Wednesday morning, then you're not fit to play the game. So it's that commitment that comes with it. It's not all fun and games. Like, you do have to put in the hard work. And then the resilience that's definitely come through, especially some of the more grueling sports like cross country, athletics, and rowing, and just learning how to push yourself beyond those limits. And then I definitely say selflessness in sort of that, yeah, it's not just about your own improvement, but sort of helping others around you improve by, you know, like encouraging
camaraderie,
them, and all that.
Yeah. And that's, I, you know, selflessness in your reflection is such a quite an amazing, mature way of reflecting on your experience. And it's not all about selflessness, but, you know, the resilience and the determination, and also that, ability to connect with other year levels. Yeah, and, exactly. You know, how have you found when you were in year seven, connecting with those girls who were older, and then being in year 12 and then being able to connect with the younger girls? How's that been for you?
Yeah, I was actually only reflecting on it the other day when I was spending some time with Alex Stopp. And she was, when I was in year seven, she was a really big idol for me in terms of rowing and athletics, cross country. And just the way she approached it all in a very competitive, but also supporting others. And I was just thinking, wow, like now it seems so weird because she's not so much an idol to me anymore. Like I'm still very close with her, but it's just strange that now I've done all that she's done.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of like now I've become the idol to other younger girls. Yeah. And it's weird just seeing that transition. And yeah, I guess that's just personal growth, really.
And that's right. It's personal growth. And I guess that's what that, you know, your participation in all of our co-curricular programs today, we're talking about sport, but your participation in a variety of areas across the school has really developed the amazing individual that you've become. So in talking about that, how has your experience here at St. Catharines shaped the person that you've become?
Yeah, I guess it's a big question because it sort of happens subconsciously. You don't realise how much all the commitments that the school offer sort of impacts you. And it's definitely not something you consciously think about. Like, it's not like you get up and you're like, okay, I'm doing this so that I become more resilient. Like, you just do the process day by day, and all those factors I mentioned at the start are definitely have contributed to my growth as a person. And I think if I reflect upon like one major thing that my sport commitment has had to the school is probably personal growth and just wanting to always improve. And now that I've sort of finished my sporting journey at St. Cath's, it's sort of all coming to a close, and I've started rowing now at Mercantile Club. And it's interesting because it's very much, now it's very much about my own self-improvement, and, you know, without having the other external, like racing against other schools and all that competitive factor, it's sort of about self-motivation and
self-improvement.
Yeah, and self-improvement and just doing your best every day,
Yeah, great.
Which St. Cath's have definitely fostered that in me. Like, they've pushed me, and the coaches have always sort of told me, you know, you have the capacity to do well, like very well, and just encouraged me to push my limits. Yeah.
And I guess that feedback and feed forward is really important in your discussion with the coaches. Yeah, in a variety, I mean, for you, it's in a variety of different sports, but their ability to be able to manage or to guide you in the process of decision-making and training and whatever else is going on in each of those sports has been really quite significant.
I mean, everyone's different, but I've certainly found that personally I need someone on my back to be like, you should do this week, like you should do this erg, you should go for a run on this day, and just to sort of have that guidance initially to push me, and then
you need a program. You like a program.
Yeah, I do a set, organized, and then from there you can sort of navigate your own way. But
great. Where to now? What's going to happen in the future? What are you aspiring to do?
I was just in psychology before, and Miss Day said to me, "Oh, I think you're going to struggle without the like structure of school." And I was like, "Oh, that's so weird," because I think personally I'll be the opposite. Like, I'm so excited to just finish and just jump into the outside world. But I've always just loved experiencing like new cultures, new countries, and just throwing myself into like a daunting experience, which is why I'm in the process of applying for the States. I really want to study over there. Hopefully go to the West Coast because I love my warm weather. But hopefully I could get a rowing scholarship over there. And I'd love to take my rowing to another you know, another community, another environment, off the Yarra.
beautiful Yarra.
I love the Yarra, but I've spent many hours on it.
Yeah.
Just get a new environment, meet new people. And then, so that would be 4 years studying and rowing over there. And then, I don't know, see what degree I come out with and just...
Yeah. What sort of degree are you looking to... Where do you want to go? What do you want to do in terms of a career?
My mum's always been really into health science, and she sort of influenced, instilled a passion in me for health science. And I'm like very much open to what area I go into. Like, there's so many different opportunities. And I think especially now it's really starting to boom, is the relationship between gut health and the brain. So, and psychology is my favorite subject, so I think to sort of combine like nutrition and psychology, that'd be the ideal.
Thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me today. I can't wait to see where M. Sutherland goes in the future.
Thanks, Isabel.
Thank you.